Hey, Nerd Talk Nation, this is your host, Jordan Halstead, and co-host, Micah Current. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about future of the MCU. I feel like a lot of our conversations are going to lean this way for the foreseeable future, because there's so many rumors and so many things going on in the nerd world that, you know, the Fantastic Four are coming out, the X-Men are coming out, we've got Deadpool, and that's the only movie coming out this year. What are the rumors looking like? I feel like the rumor mill currently is worse than Multiverse of Madness was, with how much content is just coming out over all this stuff. And I'm like, it's just a lot to process. So Mike and I are going to take today and we're going to talk about the X-Men in particular and what we're hoping to see happen and what we think will happen. So Micah, thank you so much for joining me on this episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's an interesting conversation for sure. Like, I think that, you know, as you suggested the topic for today, I didn't watch all the X-Men films till later, right? Like, yeah. I watched them as they came out. I watched them much later. I may have watched like X-Men and X2 when I was younger, but like, I think it was 2 years ago where my wife and I just did like a deep dive and watched everything from First Class to Apocalypse to Dark Phoenix to X-Men 1-2. The Last Stand, Logan, you know, the whole gambit of what, you know, Marvel has put out in the X-Men universe. And then, you know, as we know it, 20th Century Fox owns those properties. And then, you know, obviously the merger happened with Disney, Marvel, 20th Century Fox, you know, all that came together. And yeah, it's an interesting conversation.
So let's go ahead and start with this. With the next movie really introducing the X-Men into the franchise being Deadpool and Wolverine, do you want characters who were in the original Fox universe to move over, or which characters would you like to see move over into the MCU and be fixtures for the X-Men moving forward?
Well, it's interesting because it's like those originals, like if we want to call them the original, excuse me, and then the First Class group, like the originals are old, like they're getting older, like in age. And so like the actual, we talk about it a lot, like Ewan McGregor and Patrick Stewart are both in their 80s, late 80s. And so like, it's going to be difficult to get them filmed, you know, because, you know, God forbid something happened to them or they just don't want to act anymore given their age. You know, it's hard not to say, hey, let's get the younger version of Magneto and the younger version of Professor X and some of these younger characters who played in the First Class and Days of Future Past and things like that. I think with Deadpool and Wolverine, except if you're Hugh Jackman, I'm sorry, because he doesn't age and he's just going to be Wolverine forever. But,
amen to that.
You know, I can see in, you know, Deadpool and Wolverine that we have cameos of Patrick Stewart's Professor X, and we could have cameos of Ewan McGregor's Magneto. But I love the younger version of Magneto. I think I like the younger version better than
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, I really loved his interpretation of Magneto, especially in like First Class and Days of Future Past. And then you have this whole conversation of the X-Men 97 reboot, if you want to call it a reboot or a resurgence or a continuation of the animated series from the 90s.
Let's use the word revival.
Revival. Hallelujah. We need that.
I am Marvel Jesus.
but also, you know, my wife and I think I called you last weekend, Jordan, and my wife and I watched Deadpool 2 again, and I've seen Deadpool 2 maybe twice since.
Yeah,
but I loved how good that was, and all the kind of the finger pointing of different X-Men characters and stuff that we haven't gotten. Like even in the X-Men movies, we don't get Colossus, do we? I'm pretty sure we don't get Colossus until we get to Deadpool.
Yeah, so we actually did. Okay. He was in X2 and X3, I'm not going to say 100% sure on X2. I think he was, but I know he was in X3.
Okay. Who was the girl that's with him in the Deadpool movies?
Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Is that her? Anyway,
Yeah.
was she in some of the other movies?
No, that was the first time we'd gotten her was in
Yeah,
Deadpool.
so like, you know, you get to see a different side of the mutant universe, right? And then, and even in Deadpool 2, you see, you know, they try to recruit Deadpool to be an X-Men, and he kind of pokes fun at it, and he goes to the mansion, and you know, he does all these things. And when I was done with that, I called you just laughing hysterically because I forgot that he goes back through and he pretty much fixes his own timeline as far as the X-Men are concerned. And
Well, he
he,
even fixes the Green Lantern timeline of just
yes.
shooting
Which is,
the.
I thought was hilarious, but that's like another conversation for another day. But like what I was going to say though is like at one point Deadpool was going through the X-Men mansion and he sees basically the entire cast of the First Class, right? And they're like, oh, you weren't supposed to see that. And then they shut the doors. And I think Kelsey Grammer's Beast was in there too. And so I really don't know who we're going to see in Deadpool Wolverine. I know we're going to see Logan, obviously, but like, you know, back when Love and Thunder came out, there was a big rumor that Storm was going to show up in Love and Thunder, and it didn't happen.
Man,
But
that would have made the movie great.
yeah. Who would you like to see come? Like, existing characters or new characters or characters we haven't seen or
Well, so I'll run through this because I think you took it one way and I'm thinking a completely different, which is totally fine because I
that's
think
what we
you
do.
handled the that's yeah. I think the casting you nailed it. There's ebb and flow with it. I'm thinking about characters. Like I want to see Cyclops come over. Like I'm really excited to see Scott Summers be a part of the MCU, just because he's kind of the stick in the mud a lot of times, and he like bears the weight of responsibility. But he's such a great leader,
Yeah, but
and I think that they're.
what about the rumor about Henry Cavill?
Oh, listen, I can't even get behind those rumors anymore because I've seen him as he's the next Wolverine. He's Scott
No, he
Summers.
was a variant of Wolverine.
Okay, I've also heard that. He's going to be Wolverine, though. I saw something where he's going to be Magneto,
Cyclops.
which I'm like, yeah, I've seen Cyclops. I've seen him in all these different roles. I'm like, all right, like that's fine. But the reality is, I can't get behind a rumor because it's a rumor.
But you know who he's not going to be?
Professor X.
Batman.
Don't count that out yet. They haven't cast Batman yet. We just know he won't be Superman.
Was Superman.
But he won't be anymore. Yeah, I think it's just a fun conversation to have with that. But Scott Summers, I'm really excited to see. In the X-Men franchise, I don't know how they'll do it. If they're gonna do multiple X-Men teams where it's gonna be like X-Force, X-Men Gold, Red, Blue teams. I don't know how they'll do that. And because the X-Men is such a massive cast of characters, like it's its own universe, essentially. I really want to see Professor X in our universe. Like I want someone to be there and be the Professor X moving forward. I want that.
Do you
What
want
was the
the
guy's
existing
name?
actors?
Do what?
Do you want like the existing actor?
I don't.
Okay.
I want this to be some like let them be a part of stuff, but then like kill them off in Secret Wars. Or some type of like along the way, go ahead and start killing off those actors because it's great to have them back. But if you're not gonna let me have John Krasinski, I don't deserve anybody else. Okay. Like he comes back to that conversation with a Fantastic Four. But I want
James McAvoy, you'd like kill off in another universe.
Yeah, because what's the guy that plays he's the bad guy, Moff Gideon in you know who I'm talking about from Mandalorian?
Yeah. I don't know his name.
I think he would be an amazing Professor X.
Mm.
There was talk already about it, that he might be cast for that. And I'm like, I think like if you want to do a racial bend, that's fine. That doesn't bother me. On this one specifically, I think the guy's acting ability is great. But then when he said, "I don't want to be in the wheelchair," now I'm about to throw that guy out. But I'm okay with that guy. Who do you got?
Darren Cross.
No.
No?
Darren, you're talking.
The guy
wait,
that was
time out. Is
Damian that played Darren Cross.
you're talking about the guy who played MODOK?
Yes.
No. Ooh, Mark Strong. I would take Mark Strong all day
Corey Stoll
long.
was his real name, but Darren Cross, Yellow Jacket in the first Ant-Man.
No. Do not. And that's the other side. I don't need big characters to be played. Like, I don't need someone who's playing a big villain to turn around and play a big hero. Does that make sense?
I know, but all these people jumping around, and there's only so many people. Why don't you do it? You shaved your head.
Let me go ahead and go in a wheelchair for a bit.
I want rights, or I want a chunk if you get paid.
I'll let you be my agent. No, I think Professor X being played by like Mark Strong would be really, really cool. Because he was the guy who played Dr. Savannah, and he played Sinestro. And I think that he could be really, really cool because he's typically a bald guy. I think that he could play that very well.
Well, what's his name in the Fast and the Furious movies?
Vin Diesel?
No, not Vin Diesel. Is it Statham? Jason Statham? Or
I do not want Jason Statham in a wheelchair. Bruce Willis. Put Bruce Willis in the wheelchair.
the
No,
terrible,
so.
terrible joke.
Oh gosh. Magneto. I would love to see Magneto, but I don't know who I would throw in there. If it was Henry Cavill, I'm okay with that. If he played like I don't know where I who I would cast for these characters yet. I want to see Nightcrawler though as well. I think Nightcrawler could be done really, really well, but you're going to have to find someone who is going to stick with the role and be there for a bit. I want to see Mr. Sinister. For those of you guys who don't know who Mr. Sinister is, he's an X-Men villain. Oftentimes, people who are not familiar with the X-Men universe affiliate the villain to be Magneto, but Magneto is kind of he jumps back and
Anti-hero.
forth. Yeah, he's kind of that anti-hero.
And
And so,
he
like,
waffles between the good and the bad.
yeah, and if you've been watching the X-Men 97, like, Charles died at the end of the 90s series, and when they revived it, they brought back Magneto, and he's kind of like this good guy right now. But Mr. Sinister is a really, really cool character that I think would be a fun way, because if I'm not mistaken, he kind of like siphons mutant powers off, and like he like kind of builds them into himself, and it's a cool character. I think he could be done really well. Trask, bring Trask back, and then you can start to put the Sentinels into society, which I think would be a cool way the MCU does it. If they start putting the Sentinels in as a protection, cautionary measure for the people, for the all these mutants that start showing up in the MCU to help protect people, but there's bad guys pulling the strings. I think that could be done really, really well. To where the heroes and the X-Men and everybody's gonna have to kind of like find this balance of protecting the people, but also not becoming outlaws. And I think that we're going to start seeing where the heroes kind of become outlaws, especially with Kingpin becoming mayor of New York City. Like, I think it's going to be this really cool pendulum going back and forth, trying to figure this thing out. So there's that.
Another one's so I pulled out my Marvel dictionary, my Marvel encyclopedia, and I looked up X-Men and some of the ones you didn't name. Banshee,
Oh yeah, Banshee would be cool.
Sunfire, Iceman,
Now,
Havoc.
okay, real quick. So Banshee was in X-Men First Class.
Okay. I'm talking about
Because that
movies.
was the one that.
I'm just
Yeah,
saying, like,
no, I'm
any
saying
single
that way
character
you
you would either
knew.
want to see or want to see come back.
Oh, yeah, I think Banshee would be a really, really cool one. Iceman, 110%.
Arnold
Storm?
Schwarzenegger.
No.
Mr.
No.
Freeze, get the Mr. Freeze.
I could see like who's the kid from Dune? Timothée Chalamet?
You're asking the
Something
wrong
like
guy.
that.
I haven't seen those movies.
Okay. He was Wonka. And so I think that he would be awesome as like Iceman or like 'cause you need those younger guys. I also would have been totally fine if he was Johnny Storm.
Timothy Camelot is his name, or Camelot.
So, yeah, I think that would have been a fun one. Iceman, absolutely. Banshee, yes. You said Havoc. I think Havoc could be cool.
Polaris.
I don't know Polaris.
Marvel Girl, Jean Grey. Well, how would you do that? Because Dark Phoenix was not a great movie, and you'd probably just get somebody else.
So what I would do is I would do the casting again, get a Jean Grey in there, get a young Jean Grey, and don't do Dark Phoenix in your first so many films. Like, set that up for a long down the, like, we will get there. But I think they also handled that a little bit in the same storytelling elements in the proper way with WandaVision. Like, they kind of handled some of that, like the Darkhold and some of the other issues. Like, they handled that really, really well. And so I think that Marvel could do it. It just is going to take a little bit of time.
Did I say Sunfire?
Yeah.
And then, like, the last one, I mean, obviously there's Colossus we've talked about. Nightcrawler, Wolverine, Cyclops, and the last one is Thunderbird.
Okay. Angel. Man, Angel would be really cool to see up on the screen and then eventually get to Archangel. Like, that could be really cool. I'm trying to think who the other one was that I had on my list. Beast. Absolutely bring Beast back. And I would bring Kelsey Grammer. I would let him be my Beast.
Nobody else, but you can get Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer. Like, he just did so well. Like, Nicholas Holt did good, but Kelsey Grammer just, he crushed it. You would want your Nightcrawler, Storm, absolutely. Jubilee, Rogue, Gambit. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bring those characters in and start to slowly introduce them. And you don't need, like, origin every single time you bring these characters in. Just kind of let them all be hanging out at the school, and some of them be teachers, some of them be students, and, like, just start really building around that. Quicksilver, if you wanted to bring, like, Quicksilver from the Fox universe, like, I'd be totally down. That way it's not just Ralph Boner from WandaVision. Like, actually make him Quicksilver. I think that would be a really, really cool thing.
What about,
so,
you know, integrating them into the Marvel universe?
I think it would be really cool if Deadpool is what integrates them in.
Because it's a fright now, so, right? Like, we've had this huge franchise of X-Men. We've had this huge franchise of Marvel. They've been separated for a bit. You bring in a little bit here and there, you know, as contracts are allowing certain actors to be in certain places. You know, we get Professor X and Multiverse of Madness. We're getting Logan, Hugh Jackman. Hugh Jackman's Logan and Deadpool and Wolverine. But to be fair, Deadpool was also a 20th Century Fox property, even though it was a Marvel thing. You know, you've often talked about how, you know, we're going to break the fourth wall and kind of connect the dots, which I think would be a cool thing to do. And it's like that's the way that Deadpool does things. So, like, I don't see why that wouldn't make sense.
What I saw in a rumor that I really, really hope is true is there's going to be a lot of time hopping in Deadpool and Wolverine, and there's going to be a lot of multiverse hopping, and they're going to basically just have this buddy cop adventure, which I think will be fun. But they said that Deadpool is going to imitate the I Am Iron Man snap with the gauntlet, and he's going to get all the stones, and he's going to be like, I am Deadpool, and then snap his fingers. And because he can handle the amount of
radiation,
he can handle it. That he basically, from what I heard, he's erasing certain events in the MCU. The events that I heard that he's erasing are Iron Man 3, The Eternals, and She-Hulk. Like, those three are just, like, going to be non-canon moving forward. And, like, he's going to erase certain characters, and he's going to basically, like, he's kind of like a fix the MCU snap. And, like, basically, it could bring Robert Downey Jr. back. It could bring back Scarlett Johansson. It can bring back Chris Evans. Like, it can do everything that we've wanted, but also been, like, torn about. like as the Marvel fans, like, no, don't bring Cap and Iron Man back, like that destroys the what they did, and like going through all the different steps, he's going to do it so that way we can have these characters back, whether they're the same actors or actresses or not.
Well, I'm one of them, right? Like, I think, and we've had this conversation numerous times, right? Where you get to the end of Endgame and you close a chapter, and then phase four is emotional and it was all over the place. We talk about grief and loss and heartache, and like, that's fine. There were some hits and misses, but like, up until the point of the end of Endgame, there were very few misses. And for them to go back and to snap that and to bring, I don't think you should do that. I just don't think that, like, Jordan, on one hand, you're sitting here saying, and I'm using you as an example in this illustration, yeah. Like, you just said, I don't want to bring so-and-so and so-and-so back as characters in the X-Men. So how is that different from then bringing back Chris Evans as Cap, for example, or Robert Downey Jr., for example, or Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow? I mean, there's...
Well, I think the way that the reason that this is the thought process that it is because when you look at Iron Man, Captain America, Black Widow, those are cemented characters already in the MCU, where sure, the Fox universe is slowly getting bled in, and now we have the rights to those characters. So like, we can, like, we haven't seen the original Fantastic Four cast or the rebooted Fantastic Four cast. The only Fantastic Four member we've seen has been Reed Richards, played by John Krasinski, probably the greatest adaptation of that character thus far. And so to see that happen, like, we don't have to bring the old cast back. Like, pick and choose who you think is the best for each. I mean, if we could have Patrick Stewart be our Professor X for the rest of our lives, like, absolutely. But like you said, he's in his late 80s. Like, that's just not going to happen. And so bringing these characters back and these actors and actresses back, you just got to be very selective with, what do you want the MCU to look like moving forward? Are you willing to drop your Captain America? Are you willing to drop your Iron Man? Are you willing to drop your Black Widow? And when does this end? When does Marvel end?
Well, that, like, we've already been doing this for how many years, right? 2008 to now.
Yeah.
You know, to your point, when is it going to end? Or do we just keep doing it? And like, I think you have, like, you made a great point. Like, there has to be a point in which we either just keep going and keep building and keep building, or we cut it and we just keep having movies and stories and origins this and origins that, which is fine. I don't have an issue with that either. And I think that was the approach that the DCEU did. They kind of connected things, but they didn't, and that was okay. But then some of their movies are really good, and they were just origin stories. Blue Beetle was outstanding.
Amen to that.
One of the most underrated movies in that franchise, but like...
In all of DC.
Yes.
Yeah, that just, oh my gosh. That was so good.
Well, like, was one of the most underrated. But anyway, like, it just seems like, oh, we're just going to fix things for the sake of fixing them. Like, I think there's a difference in fixing things, like, and integrating the X-Men into the already established MCU and bringing back characters that are already dead.
Yeah.
And that's just going to tear our heartstrings. Cause like, I mean, you could, you know, we talked about Secret Wars a little bit, but like, you could very, you know, have different, you know, universes and the multiverse concept. And like, you could bring back RDJ, and you can bring back Chris Evans, and you can bring back Scarlett Johansson. And it's like, that's fine. But like, there's a time and a place for that. I don't want to like have, like, as much as I would love to have, you know, five more Iron Man movies with RDJ, or another Black Widow movie with Scarlett Johansson, or another Captain America movie with Chris Evans. I just don't think. And let me take a step further. Do you think that would fix the problem that already exists with the oversaturation of content and the people just not being happy and the movie industry just not succeeding as it once was?
I don't think so.
So why do it then?
That's a great question.
Because if there's no money, then why would they waste their time?
Yeah, I think,
playing devil's advocate, I'm not mad at you or anything. I'm
yeah,
just saying,
yeah, like, no. I think I'll be honest. I think people are tired of misses, and I think that they, because there was so much content. I was talking with my buddy Will, and we're gonna have Will on soon. This is not Will that's been with us in the past. This is a different Will. I'm
Different
talking with
variant.
him, and he, yeah, different variant. And so the Oklahoma variant. And I was talking with Will, and he said phases one through three had only so many projects. Like, I think he said it was like 26 projects or something like that for the first three phases. And phase four had more than that in its own. And that's just phase four. And like, there's a lot of stuff happening. And the reality, and I've said this multiple times, you just have to pick and choose who's going to get an origin story and then let it just have an origin and then just bring them into the fold into a bigger storytelling. Because you can't think the problem that they keep going to is everybody has to have their own franchise. Do
well,
you see
then,
a Winter Soldier series? Like, no.
Well, and then
you saw
get into the conversation of like the whole women's empowerment and the diversity conversation. And they have movies, you know, for, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with that. And some of those movies are very powerful as a result. Black Panther, you know, was hugely successful in,
oh, absolutely,
in African American culture. But like, at some point you can't say everybody get, like, do you know the gif of like Oprah Winfrey, like everybody gets a pizza, like you get a pizza and you get a pizza, like,
yes,
you get an origin story, you get an origin story. And it's like, at some point, to your point, like, you got to rip the band-aid off and say, hey, we need to, you know, it's gonna dial it back a bit. Well, it's gonna hurt us more than it's gonna help us by having 50 origin stories and no team building.
Well, yeah, and I think genuinely you don't need an origin for every character. You can shoehorn their origin like they did with the Hulk. Like, yeah, you can run a story through multiple movies that is centered around one character. And I think that was done so well with Mark Ruffalo. And if Kevin Feige could take the idea of, hey, the Winter Soldier, Falcon, and Hulk all had great story building over phases one through three, and then phase four, we got the Falcon and Winter Soldier, which was a great buddy series, and I fully support that. I think it was fantastic. I just rewatched it this week, and I was like, wow, this was really, really good.
Yeah, it was
Hawkeye.
Solid.
Hawkeye didn't need to have his own origin, but like, he was placed through everybody.
He also
and then he got
a gap and introduced new characters in his series.
Exactly. And his series, while yes, it focused on him, it actually focused even more so on Kate Bishop.
And
I'm like,
into the fold.
Exactly. And I'm like, if you do a second season of Hawkeye where it's Hawkeye and like you got Kate Bishop and Clint Barton just dueling the
teaming
name, like,
up.
Just, hey, we're do what?
Teaming it up.
Oh yeah, teaming it up. You just run with it. Like,
well, they also tease his wife too, right? Like in her character.
As Mockingbird. Absolutely. And you set everything up. Like, Black Panther, I think, deserves a franchise. One, it's really hard to put any of the other characters in Wakanda. And Wakanda is an important enough place that, like, and there's a lot of characters there. The Dormilaje are there.
Hey,
M'Baku.
Hey, I'd be on board with that as long as their movies aren't 3 hours long every single time.
Yes. Yes. And like, you just keep pushing some Black Panther stuff. Like, that's really, really cool. War Machine does not need his own movie. Like, he does not need a solo franchise. Now, if you put him in a movie like Iron Wars, and you say, John Bernthal's Punisher is coming in, we've got Don Cheadle's War Machine, and we've got all these X-Men characters that'll come in, like, hey, like, start creating stories where you see people showing up.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need the origin every single time. Daredevil needs his own story. Like, there are certain characters in Marvel that can hold their weight. Iron Man was not one of them for the longest time. Like, he had terrible comic book sales and all that, but Robert Downey Jr. brought something to the role, and it created an excitement. Spider-Man can carry a whole franchise. Like, if you started throwing Spider-Man in every single thing, like, that's not what you need to do, but you could, and it would make it gold. He's got the Midas touch. Captain America was solid. Chris Evans killed it in the role. But like, Falcon as Captain America, like your Anthony Mackie as Captain America, I'm a little leery about that. Not because it's a black man with a shield. Like, I just think that was not the right choice for everyone. Like, not everybody agreed with that. Moving into with the comic book, the new age of comics, not everybody fully agreed with that. And so I'm like, okay, like there was a huge split. Does Cap give the shield to Falcon or Bucky? And it could have gone either way.
Well, and they did a great job, and you just mentioned it, but at the end of the Falcon and Winter Soldier series, like they set up a really cool moment where, you know, we need to be better as society, we need to come together, black, white,
Absolutely.
male, female, whoever need to come together and for the greater good of humanity, and really solidified Anthony Mackie as Captain America. But like, I don't think that's the point you're trying to make. I think the point you're trying to make is that Chris Evans did such a good job in that role that it's going to be
Absolutely,
hard to
but
top. It'd be the same thing with Iron Man. It'd be the same thing with Thor. It would, you know, any of those conversations. And I think that's why
yeah, and
it's another reason back to the X-Men, circling back to the X-Men, that it's going to be so hard to cast those like Magneto and Professor X and Storm and, you know,
Wolverine,
I mean,
yeah, like
Hugh Jackman's been Wolverine for 20 years.
25 this year,
Yeah.
I think, or next year. So, but
The first one came out in 2000. Yeah. So yeah.
yeah, so we're like right at so many years of Hugh Jackman being this role, and so you got to go in and figure out, okay, how do we create iconic people to be these characters? How do we create? And what's cool is also like Daniel Radcliffe is probably going to be a Wolverine variant, which I think is going to be awesome. Like
Be
I think
funny.
that's going to be, yeah. Like I think it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be creative. And you have to figure out what's going to work and what's not as you move forward. And so Marvel, I don't want them to stop what they're doing because I think that they've pushed out some really good stuff. I sit on this hill and I'm probably one of the few that actually sits here, but I think The Marvels was a good film.
Oh, I
It
did
was
too.
short. Like
Absolutely.
I there's so much crap that comes from this film or for this film. And I'm like, guys, like it was a good film. Was it the best? No, but it was short and it told me a good story. And I loved seeing all the characters. All three of them held that movie together. And sometimes I think that's what we need is start throwing all these like Avenger style team ups and throw in different random characters that are just gonna show up here and there. Like having Valkyrie show up as King Valkyrie, like that was cool. Like she gave that one moment and then just disappeared. Like just do cameos, do like that was the
Well,
fun
and I
of
think
Marvel again.
that was the thing early on that we always looked forward to. Who was going to show up and who was going to help? And we got to the point where, like, you know, you were talking just a moment ago about the origins, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's just going to be X, you know, it's just going to be Logan's film, and it's just going to be Deadpool's film, and it's just going to be, I don't know, I'm just, you know,
Well, that's the
Black
reality.
Widow, whatever. And for the longest time, you didn't see certain characters. And that's what we looked forward to because that's, in my opinion, what made the MCU so successful in a lot of ways was that the integration of stories and building and layering that stuff all the way up into Endgame. And that's why Endgame was so great, it's because all this stuff was coming together and all these different teams and things and universes.
What I really hope to see with the X-Men is when you do your first X-Men movie, let's just say it's X-Men, like Professor X, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Colossus, Gambit, Rogue, whoever you throw in there, Storm, throw them all in there, but then like use that as the catalyst that you split them up into different teams, so that way when you say, all right, X-Men, let's just say X-Men red, gold, and blue, like those are the three teams that they decide to go with as like alpha, beta, gamma squads or whatever, and you get three more X-Men movies out of it. Well, X-Men red might have Cyclops and Jean, and then X-Men blue might have Wolverine and Storm, and then X-Men gold might have Gambit and Rogue. Like have them all separate out. And like keep bringing Professor X back so that way like he's kind of like deploying teams and he's like walking them through, hey, this is what your mission is, this is what's going on, and like then have moments where they call back to Professor X and they're like, hey, we ran into Magneto, like what do you want us to do? And he walks into Cerebro and he throws on his helmet and like he projects himself there. Or like Beast calls in and they're like, hey, we ran into this virus that's shooting mutants up and like accelerating the gene and all that. Like what how, do, how can you help us with this? And like have like him and Storm be back in his lab and he's like, send me a sample, like hurry and get me a sample really quick and I'll start working on a cure. And then he tells Storm, hey, I need you to run out to them. Like it would be cool to see those moments where you just get small storytelling elements and cameos where you see these characters in the movie, but not be the focus of the movie. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I think that they did, you know, I know we're really trying to focus on X-Men and what they're doing, but like I think they did a great job of that. And I've watched them recently as the Netflix universe of Marvel.
Oh, absolutely, they did.
Because Daredevil integrated Punisher and Jessica Jones, and then you had the Defenders and it's Luke Cage and Iron Fist and
Well, and then you had Claire over all the series. She was in everything. So it's like you have like certain common denominators which can then move from subject to subject. But then there's moments where it's like Luke Cage was in Jessica Jones, and then he had his own series, and then Claire was in both of those series, but she's also in Daredevil, and she makes a reference like, so our blind friend, like in season two of Luke Cage or whatever, and like he knows exactly, like they all know each other. And I think that needs to happen in the X-Men because you're playing with so many characters. You have a mountain that you're gonna have to start climbing, but what's the right path to take? Who do we include? Who do we not include? When do we include them? Because maybe Scott Summers, we're gonna kill him by the third movie, like in X-Men Last Stand. Like maybe we hit that point. There's so much that has to be discussed.
And is it canon? Like,
Yeah.
do those movies, are they considered canon moving forward or not? Because if not, then what does it even matter, right? Because you could just do a reboot
Exactly.
and then you can do the whole what you're talking about with new characters, new casting and everything. But it's
I
but
think, God.
I was going to say, like, but like you said, if Deadpool in fact does, you know, snap it or reset or deletes the hard drive or whatever he's going to do. None of that matters. But, you know, who knows? Maybe he brings them with him. Maybe he brings certain ones with him. Maybe he
And
brings
that's going to be
Logan
what
and
will be
maybe he
cool.
brings Colossus and maybe he brings, you know, young Charles Xavier. I don't know. It could be anything, really.
He's like driving a school bus. Get in, nerds. Like he just like starts throwing them in his bus
He has the
and he like
Infinity
drives it
Gauntlet and
into
he's
the.
driving a school bus and he's like, get in or I'm snapping you.
Yeah. And I think it'd be hysterical if like there's moments where he hits certain points and he's like, not you, Quicksilver, not you. Or
Or
like he points, he's like in a
a
group setting and he tells certain people to get on, and then like they're all like, wait, what about us? He's like, not you. Did I say you? No, you stay here.
or like when Korg goes up to Loki and Thor Ragnarok, and he's like, "Hey, we're gonna jump on this spaceship and gonna go kill some bad guys. You want to
Oh, I think it would be even funnier. And just hear me out on this. If Deadpool grabbed all the favorite side characters, he grabs Korg, he grabs Luis, he grabs Darcy, and like does a road trip with them, like that would be hysterical.
That'd be a
He's
series."
like, all right. Like if he like starts the film where he gets abducted and all that, and they're like, you're about to be a part of something even bigger than yourself. He's like, all right, this is what I need. I need all the Infinity Stones. I need a school bus that can travel or that runs, and I need one of your times or your portal sticks. And he like grabs all of them and like they all start talking about their experiences in Marvel so that way he can get an understanding of what the MCU is. Like that would be so funny.
There's so many like so many different ways that they could go.
There are. All right. So as we're wrapping this episode up, my last question for you is if you could pick one character, like not the actor, but the character, and then assign a brand new actor to them, who would be your perfect cast to bring from the X-Men characters into the MCU?
So you're saying character and actor?
Yeah, just it doesn't have to be like someone who's already played the character, but like, so choose a character and then perfect cast them. And I'll go ahead and I'll start.
So I am
That way you
picking.
kind of do what?
So I am picking a new actor, essentially.
Yeah, you're gonna pick a new actor, or if you want an original or one of the previous actors, you can. So for me, like I'm gonna choose Henry Cavill playing Cyclops. I think that's the perfect casting, personally. I don't want to see him as Wolverine, I don't want to see him as Magneto. I think he would be an awesome Cyclops coming in, holding the weight. You just have to find someone who can play a really good Jean Grey for the love interest with him. But I think you could also go for an Emma Frost if you don't want Jean Grey to be his love interest. But that's who I think would be a perfect casting to bring into the MCU. What are your thoughts?
We're just strictly talking X-Men, right?
Yeah.
And you Henry Cavill is a Cyclops.
A Cyclops, yep. Scott Summers.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I literally Googled redheaded actresses under 30 to see what I could pick as, you know, maybe a Jean Grey. And none of them are really sticking out to me. Does that mean I'm getting old if I don't know who these people are?
You're out of touch.
Well, it's just like some of these shows I don't even watch, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's hard too, because like there's so many actors and actresses that like have already played stuff in the MCU or the DCEU. Like, does it matter their age, like as far as the character stance? Like, you know how we got older Professor X and older Magneto in like the first versions,
yeah,
and we got the younger ones.
I'm just looking for your perfect cast.
This one's who do we say that James Franco will play a good character as? I think you mentioned him in something else on another podcast.
Right? I don't remember.
Maybe James Franco and maybe him as a younger Beast.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was kind of,
it threw me off.
I'm looking. No, it's all good. I was looking at some actresses, and the one that stood out to me is Celeste O'Connor. Mm-hmm. She's a little bit younger than I am, but she was in Madame Web, and not that that helps her at all. But she was also in the two recent Ghostbuster movies. She, I think, could do a really good Storm. I think she would do fantastic that way. So. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. Micah, thanks for having this conversation. I know we're going to have multiple of these conversations over the next few months, especially as more news comes out, as Deadpool and Wolverine dropped. We're really excited about that. But for all of you who listen, thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we will catch you next time here on Nerd Talk.